So I'm going to do a series on mind control, gaslighting, and narcissistic system. The gaslighting, mind controlling, narcissistic system, which makes actually copies of itself. You're being mind controlled pretty much all the time, 24/7. The only way you're going to break it is stay in the Bible and fasting, and not go with the world, the flesh, probably. They're always trying to put some kind of fake agenda in your heart, your mind. I've been in quite a few industries. One industry I've been in for a long time is hospitality, and I've seen the gaslighting, the ignorance, the abuse, the working people to death, I've seen the internal games and lies. I've seen it in construction. I've seen it pretty much in every industry. And there's no new game. But one of the biggest gaslighting, mind control games is the holidays. Everybody gets all upset over the holidays. They can even be Bible believers, so-called. And most of your Bible believers are under mind control, because let's say I join a Baptist church. I go down here and join a Baptist church, and they say, "What you been doing?" I'm reading some Gnostics, and I'm reading some I'm reading about what the Wiccans believe and all that. "What are you doing that for? You're evil." "No, I'm learning what they believe." "No, you're evil." "No, you didn't hear what I said. I don't believe like that. I'm learning how they think." "You're evil. You better not read that." See, the reason they do that is because they're not secure in their own beliefs. They haven't hit source code. They don't really understand anything. If Jesus sets you free, if the truth will set you free, then you're free indeed. So why wouldn't I want to study what's going on around me? See, they don't believe that the whole system, see, they believe in the American dream. They want to live in a dream. They believe in American pride. The devil fell because of pride. They want to worship their holidays. They don't even know that your body's a ship, and that the human body is weak and frail, and only God sustains you. So they want to think they've done it all. The mind control in the church system is bad enough, much less in the corporate system, much less in society, in the media, in the news. You have to ask yourself, is Alex Jones a cult leader, or is he just mind controlled? Are they messing with him? Is the MK Ultra mess? I mean, the fact that he had Pashinsky, or whatever his name was, who thinks he's Lucifer. He actually looked up to him like he was some kind of great thing. And then the guy gets on there, and I've got it on my website. I've got the recording where he says, I'm Lucifer. The fact that Alex allowed him to be on his website teaching, and he says, I'm Lucifer. What's that tell you? Alex is under mind control, or he is the cult leader. Either way, they always destroy themselves. We're going to fight the New World Order. The New World Order has always been here, stupid. And it's not going away until Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. Yeah, they're trying to make machine men. Yeah, they're trying to do all that stuff. But they won't do it because the script is already written. The only way you're going to beat mind control, whether it's a boss trying to gaslight you, trying to defame you, take away your identity, trying to get power over you, trying to, based on their insecurities and their the fact that they've been gaslighted their whole life, they lied. You know, one of the biggest gaslighting techniques in this society, and in probably every society since the beginning, and you know it has been because of Genesis 3. Eve wanted to be a goddess. Eve wanted to be a goddess. And she wanted to demasculate Adam. The devil attacked wanted to demasculate Adam through Eve. Hath God said, you'll be like, you won't die. You'll just have your eyes opened. What about all these New Age people? They have their eyes open, but they've never been born again. They're dead. They're walking around dead with their eyes open, seeing some kind of spirit realm that's not based on the truth. Yeah, they might see some spiritual stuff, but it's not based on the truth. It's based on lies, half-truths. So the biggest culture lie is a lot of these divas trying to bring the man, using their vagina to bring the man under subjection and demasculate. But that never works. The man eventually gets tired of it, and they end up destroying themselves because they have to have four or five men that they try to control, and they're destroying their own heart. They're going into delusion. They're going into, the Bible even says, they're going into silliness. The Bible says they've been into so much sin that their mind becomes corrupt. This is in the Bible. That's in the Bible. They lived in sin so much, dated so many different men, and those stem cells attacked to their brain. All these different men they dated, the stem cells from the man attacks to their brain. So they've got like five different personalities, five different men that their stem cells are attached to their brain. And so they're confused. They can't admit sin. They can't admit it. They can't admit that they're wrong. Talk to them. Talk to one of them who you know, and you know it now because they're proud of it. They're not ashamed of it anymore. They don't have no shame or guilt or inhibitions. Talk to them. They can't admit sin. They can't admit they're wrong. They have to blame the other person. They have to blame somebody else. They can never look in the mirror. I've dated a few. I didn't know it. When I found out they were Jezebels and I hold the mirror up to them, they get so scared, they run, they open the door, run, and just say, hey, you're a liar. You contradicted yourself. Here's the mirror, look. Open the door, run out the door, run into the woods crying and screaming because they can't hide. See, the Bible reveals everything. The culmination of the ages, we're coming up on the culmination of the ages, right? And so all things are being revealed. Now, what's happening here is the devil knows that all things are going to be revealed. So he's trying to counteract it with stuff like the unity consciousness movement, which, you know, the terminology is great, unity consciousness. But if you're not born again, you're not in unity with God. You're an enemy of God. Yeah, you might understand unity consciousness, that everything's one in God, everything's peace cut off from God, being cut back in. But if you're not born again, look at this bird messing up my recording. The unity consciousness movement, the terminology sounds good. You're in unity with God, God consciousness everywhere. But if they're not saved, born again, spirit-filled, rightly dividing the word of truth, they have no unity consciousness because they're still in division. Everybody's trying to get rid of division down here on earth. See, the devil is hijacking it before it even appears. The devil evidently knows that his time is limited, and the revelation of Jesus is on right around the corner here. The whole world will be filled with the glory of God. And so this revelation, this culmination of the ages is happening. And as it's happening, the devil has to create a substitute religious system, which is going to be the 666 cube hive mind. The devil's going to create a system that everybody thinks they're one with God through unity consciousness, through whatever terminology they want to use, but they will never admit they're sinners. They must be born again. They're born in sin. They will never admit sin. They will never admit that hell is real. And if they do, it's not going to be for them. It's going to be for somebody else. And so my point is, the mind control is not just in the corporations. It's not just in the media. It's not just in churches. It's not just in families. It's system-wide. It's a fractal because the devil is a liar, and it unfolded from Genesis 3. You actually see it in Genesis 4, where Cain killed Abel because Cain couldn't look at himself. That is the Jezebel spirit. Cain was mad at Abel because Abel was doing right. Those who believe in Jesus by faith alone, in the finished work of Jesus, those are the ones who are right. Abel is Abel. The righteous are right. How are you righteous? Appropriating what Jesus did on the cross, because we're all born in sin. We've all been under mind control. We probably all practiced it at some point as a child. And so we've all practiced it, and because we're in a system, we might even be doing it without knowing it. So the only way you're going to break that program is maybe twice a year, get by yourself, fast and pray, and ask God to reveal it to you, because you're being bombarded by the media, the news. I mean, it's even on Yahoo emails. It's on Uber, Lyft, DoorDash. They all are mind controlling you with their emails, their texts. Your phone is mind control. Your media, your news, your TV, your music is mind control to the hilt. When you cut the music off, I cut the music off about 3 years, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, and your mind will be released. I went downtown yesterday and got a little card for the bus pass. Also got another card for another bus, a longer riding bus. It looks like what they're trying to do is create a scarcity mind control game right now. I went into the grocery store. That's what made me start to realize. I went into a local food line, and they had removed a bunch of shelves, and a lot of the shelves were empty. So I really see, you know, when I saw Bill Gates buying a bunch of land, food farms, I realized he's going to do the scarcity game, the scarcity lie. There's no scarcity of water. There's no scarcity of food. There's no scarcity of anything. But they want to create that because it's a mind control game. There's a famine in the land, but it's not a real famine. It's a famine of ignorance. It's a spiritual famine. So what's happening is, because people are so blind spiritually, the evil are trying to take over. And so if you're saved, you better start doing some fasting. You better start learning the superfoods, and you don't need to eat as much as you thought. Don't go to McDonald's and all that, waste your time and your money on fake food. And I'm just telling you that the scarcity game is being played right now. It's a game. If you look out your window, the trees and the squirrels and the birds, there's no scarcity with them. The rabbits, the squirrels, all these animals, there's no scarcity. That's one reason I bought a bicycle. Because if they jack the price up again with gas, I'll just ride the bus to work. I don't care. They are liars. They're gaslighting you. The whole system is mind control. And so if the whole system's mind control, you know your job is mind control. You know your news is mind control. Your society, your city, everything is mind control. The apps that you use, they keep sending you messages and notices. They're mind controlling you. We're going to give you $20 if you do this run. And then when you do the run, they short you, like, you don't get the full amount, because they're liars. It's like a salesperson selling you a car. You already know the salespersons, and you know the lawyers are liars. Well, if that's true, then every industry is the same. I've seen it. I've seen the prostitution in the industry I've been in. I've seen the gaslighting, the lies, the mind control, the abusing people, the future faking. They tell them that we'll do this for you. We'll give you 40 hours, and they cut it back. You know that they're liars. And I've seen it from top down. They even lie to the top people to bring them in. They pay them all this money and lie, and then they work them to death, and then they end up getting a divorce and all that because they worked them to death. It's top down, people. It's top down because the devil's system is top down. And so you who are able to see through this thing, don't get prideful thinking you're immune to it. Just stay on guard, because it's real and it's happening probably in your home. One spouse is usually, the children are probably mind controlled at school, but one spouse is usually under mind control, especially with the holidays and all, that they get all bent out of shape because somebody didn't buy them a gift or something stupid like that. The mind control is pretty much in everybody's home. It's definitely on if you have the TV on, it's definitely on that. If you have the radio on, it's definitely on the radio. So if you're listening, if you're being brainwashed by the radio and the music, you're under mind control, period. If you're being brainwashed by Lady Gaga, Rihanna, or whoever, and you listen to that all the time, you're under mind control, and you don't even know it. You're filling your mind with the world's wisdom. And I can just tell you that all their music is the Jezebel spirit. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. The country music is about my dog died, my truck broke down, I'm depressed, I gotta go drink a beer, I gotta go to the bar and find me another woman, and she left me, I'll get another one, and you're under mind control. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. The reason the devil's doing this is to take away your heart. The reason the corporations are doing this, take away your heart, take away your true love for what's right and humanity, to get you to hate one another. You don't think that policeman will get out that killed George Floyd? They created that whole scene to manipulate society. The whole thing's a manipulation. All the news. If something's big on the news, if they're covering it, if all the platforms are covering a news event to create a society uproar, it's on purpose. Problem, reaction, solution. The whole system's mind control. And if you're not cracking open that Bible, if you're not cutting off the noise and the music and the TV, and you're not meditating and sitting by yourself and thinking about what's going on, you're probably under mind control. Sorry. If you're chasing skirts, and if the women have like a baby daddy and one that pays her phone bill and her power bill and all, she's under mind control. And you don't even know it. You're destroying your own heart, and you're letting them do it. You're letting them do it to you. That's what gets me. We've all been there. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just trying to wake people up. I really don't care what people do. It's their own choice. I'd like to see our society break the mind control, but I know only a few are going to break it. Because it's been this way since Genesis 3. So what's my duty? If I see through it, my duty is to pass it on, to show you you're under mind control. And then you can just accept it and fix it, or you can reject it and stay in it. It's your choice. I'm just doing my duty. If I see something that's so obvious, it's as plain as the nose on your face, and I don't speak up, I'm guilty. I'm passing it on. My whole purpose of being in this place right now is to show you how to see through the devil's lies, but also mainly the only way you're going to see through the devil's lies is first run to Jesus and receive the truth, because the truth will set you free. Then you can see through lies. But it's such a big matrix, it takes a lifetime. It takes a lifetime, unless somebody reveals it to you and you hear them. But I'm not even asking you to believe me. Try the spirits. Test the spirits. Turn the TV on and watch all the images that are hitting you. Look at your email. All these ads and all. It's bombarding you. Subliminal messages. Disney, subliminal messages to the children. Disney doing subliminals to the children. When somebody's being extra nice, really just overly nice, they're not being real, they're just being really nice, they're usually hiding something. They're being way, way, way too nice. You can just say, well, that's just, something was wrong. Yeah, people can be nice. Don't get me wrong. Actually, the word nice means foolish. Actually, look the word nice up in etymology. It actually means foolish. If somebody's just being too pie in the sky all the time and not actually realizing what we're in, they're trying to hide something most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. It's kind of like if somebody just went around the corner and talked about you and called you every name in the book, and then they went around the corner and saw you and said, "Hey, how you doing? Hey, good to see you," blah, blah, and they're overly nice because they're balancing out the evil they just said about you. They're balancing it out with a bunch of niceness, a bunch of fake, foolish talk that's not even real. All right, so I'm going to do a series, put it on my website, because I know they don't want this stuff to go out. Your pastors are under mind control. People in your house, co-workers, society, neighbors, everybody's been under some kind of mind control, and it started in Genesis 3. Hath God said, and the machine is the mind control, and that's why Eve, the weaker vessel, fell into it. She's easily deceived. And all these so-called divas or whatever they want to call themselves, they're under absolute, total mind control of a demonic spirit and don't even know it. Don't even know it. That Jezebel spirit trying to usurp authority. Yeah, there's evil authority. I'm not saying that you trust your authority. I'm just saying that God can work in the king's hearts. If you have an evil authority, you either leave and change jobs or change countries or change whatever, or you trust God. If your authority's evil, try to talk to them, try to reason with them. But if you can't, if they're doing really evil, if you call them out on their mind control, call them out on their BS, then if they change, good. If they don't, you might have to move on, you know. So anyway. It's so sad when you see through it all. I mean, even Yahoo email, the advertisements, it's rampant, people. It's continual. See, it's continual mind control. Greed, if you do a word search on greed, God hates greed. God hates greediness. Actually, if you do a word search, you'll see that greed leads to murder, just like adultery and drinking and drugging leads to murder. If you go to Galatians 5:19, you'll see the works of the flesh leads to murder. But the fruit of the Spirit leads to life and peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So greed is one step into it. And so if they're saying, oh, you got to get the lottery. I see people over here. I'm going to go in the store and grab me some water and a banana. And I see people standing here trying to play a lottery because they're trying to win. And the odds are like zero to them. The chance of them winning is very small. But they keep spending that money every week based on a lie. It's real. These people are mind controlled.